Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's our 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. You join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. During the broadcast, and only during the broadcast, you can send text questions to 411-923. Or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture or a short video to describe the project you're working on that you're trying to get done. We'll see what we can do to help you, give you the best advice for whatever it is you're trying to tackle around your home. If you're a regular listener and you keep up with your weekly maintenance items, hopefully you don't have a big to-do. Go out and enjoy the beautiful Arizona outdoors here before we really get into some heat.
Yeah, and how about in preparation of Mother's Day, let's talk about a project you might go over and try and tackle for your mom. What might mom need done around her house? Figure what that is and let us know. Let's see if there's some way we can help you.
Yes, and speaking of Mother's Day, there was something we used to always do around Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. But the jewelry company that we partnered with retired. And we always gave away gold-dipped roses.
Oh, yeah.
But since they retired, that has been AWOL until our product developer for our e-store came across the Forever Rose supplier, a new distributor out of Pennsylvania. That these are American-made, hand-dipped roses in 24-karat gold. And we've added them to the e-store items just because of the popularity of when we had them. And it is for, Love Mom is the promo code that they set up for 20% off for the Forever Rose.
I found them one Valentine's Day. I was eating lunch at my mom's restaurant, and right next door was Olson's Jewelry, and I walked in there to see what I could find for Jennifer for Valentine's Day. And it is a real rose dipped in 24 karat gold. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. You know, I could get one of these one a year. And in a decade or a little over, Jennifer would have a dozen permanent, forever, gold-dipped roses. And I don't know that I ever continued that for the full 12 to get you a dozen, but I know we've got 7, 8, or 9 around the house.
They're very lovely. I love the red especially.
Yeah. So it's available on our e-store.
Completely off the topic of home improvement.
Yeah,
But it is Mother's Day coming up.
It is Mother's Day, and if you've listened to this broadcast for a number of years, you know that was always a big to-do. So glad to find a way to bring those back to our Arizona homeowners.
And it is home improvement if that room
looks
pretty drab.
That's right. relationship improvement can be home improvement.
Happy mom, happy home.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we talk about during our weekly staff meetings, you know, how our blog performed this week and were people interested? Were people opening it? And this week's blog performed okay. But our Google Analytics showed that on Saturday around 9:30.
Last Saturday
around 9:30, all day Sunday, all day Monday, and all day Tuesday, people were going on our website and actively looking for our blog, What Causes a Septic System Drain Field to Flood?
All because one guy in Tucson had a septic question.
Yeah.
Started our whole show last week on septic. We stayed on septic systems almost the whole show. And then our website explodes on that topic.
Oh, man.
Well, hopefully it'll explode on concrete rebar or gold dip flowers this week or something. Something uplifting.
Well, when you got to go, you got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go. That's sure. You know, one of the things we talk about often is the amount of resources that are available at Rosie on the House. And we just finished talking with Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solutions about stem wall repair. Well, if you'll go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, if you didn't quite understand what we were talking about, there's a great video loaded onto our website. You can kind of watch it and get an idea and get educated on what you need to be watching for at your house, home, castle, or cabin. Regardless what you're trying to take care of, feel free to give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer, we'll take the call and we'll get to your question as quick as we can. Again, some statistics that came up in this past week's staff meeting is Rosie on the House being broadcast now for 32 years. We have almost 10,000 hours of broadcast content about Arizona home ownership on 7 different signals, 5 different stations across the state of Arizona over all those years. Very humbling. 10 million page views on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And that's impressive. But I'll tell you the other thing that's impressive. 8 million unique page views. So that's the lesson we're trying to come to the Arizona homeowners with. Before you touch anything at your house, go to the free Arizona homeownership encyclopedia, rosieonthehouse.com, and see if we can't help you get started either in a do-it-yourself project or with the number one contractor service providing tightest screened referral network on the planet. It's also there at the website, rosieonthehouse.com.
There's no way to really quantify this data, but people also email their questions all week long to our info account, info@rosieonthehouse.com. I get a chance once a week to sit down with you and answer the questions that I can't find myself. But I'd say over 80% of those questions, I can just type in a keyword. And, you know, who I have only taken over the info account in the last few months. You know, it's been going for a long time. I can type in a keyword and find answers from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I mean, we've answered thousands of homeowner questions just through our email alone.
And it is Arizona-based. Even when stations like KUTR out of Taylorsville, Utah, call and want to know if they can broadcast our program, like, it's not for Utah. I mean, you could put it on if you want, but it's not going to last long. We're not going to custom tailor any of our information to your region and your area. And he said, I stumbled across the podcast. I listen every week. I enjoy it. I'm like, well, that's fine. You can listen to the podcast, but I'm telling you, if you want to put it on your station, fine, but we're not changing the content. This is Arizona's Home Improvement Radio broadcast since 1988.
And we're tuned in to the Arizona homeowner to the point where we take a look at the most asked question of the week. And we look at that in a way of, what's the most asked question of the week that we haven't covered in a while that we may need to go into that topic and edit or update the content or the material? And this particular week, we're talking about glass replacement. And people want to talk about, how tough is it to replace a piece of cracked glass? And I'll tell you, how tough that is all depends on what type of window frame you have and what type of glass you have. And I'll tell you this, if we would rate every do-it-yourself home improvement project on a fun meter of 1 to 10, with 10 being it's so exhilarating, it could almost become a hobby, I love doing it so much, glass replacement is less than a 1, all right? There's hardly anything enjoyable about it. It's dangerous. You're probably, or high probability, you're replacing single-pane glass, which I think is the hardest glass to replace at all because it's so thin, 1/8 inch thick. It's sharp as a knife. It's embedded in a frame either with glazing compound, which is miserable to work with, or little vinyl clips that are hard to dig out. And then you have to measure the frame. And what I tell people is, look, if you really want to tackle this yourself, and let's say you've got a 2-foot-wide, 3-foot-tall window, and it's single-pane glass, aluminum frame, all the cheap junk that was getting installed in Arizona homeowners back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. I tell people, look, measure that window frame in 3 places going up and down. Measure it across the bottom, measure it across the middle, and measured across the top. There's no guarantee that number is going to be absolutely the same. And you'll need to cut the glass to within about 3/16 of an inch of the right size, or you're going to end up having a problem. And none of those cheap single frame, single pane aluminum frame windows are perfectly square. They all have to be calculated. Okay, what's big enough to cover so I don't have a little gap between the glass and the frame, but what's small enough that it'll fit back into the recess it's supposed to fit into? Then you put it in. You got to get all the old stuff out first. That requires chaps, leather chaps, eye protection, big heavy leather gloves, probably a screwdriver, a rubber mallet, and you're going to have to be prying razor sharp pieces of glass out of a window frame that isn't really made to come out of the window frame. So you're going to have to fight it out. Then once you've got it fought out, you lay the frame down, take those three measurements, get your piece of glass cut. You can buy the vinyl strips at most of the hardware stores, the True Values and the Ace Hardware stores and the big box stores. Lay the glass down, snap the little vinyl strip in, and you're back in business. The older historic districts like Sam Hughes down in Tucson or Coronado or Willow District in Phoenix, you could have the old steel windows, crank-out windows, and you're going to have to chip out glazing compound. Glazing compound is tough. It's thinner than Play-Doh, and you've got to try and put the glass in and then put a nice mitered edge in there with your one-inch margin trowel. And it's hard to work with. When I get back, we're going to talk a little about, okay, can I replace a dual pane insulated piece of glass? And I'll tell you, in a lot of ways, it's actually easier.